Arkansas's longest-running midday sports talk show. Coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. Now, here's your host, Justin Akrey, on the Buzz Radio Network.
And welcome into the zone, another installment without your usual host, Justin Akrey. I am Trey Reed alongside Coach Kevin Kelly. How are you, Coach?
Doing great.
Thanks for being here, filling in for Justin, who we hope is having a great time on his vacation. Also got my buddy, my pal, my co-host on the Wild Side Tuesday nights here on 103.7 The Buzz, Mark Hedrick. What's going on, Mark?
What's up, buddy? You get the feeling that I get when you're on vacation now.
Well, yeah, and I take almost as much vacation as Justin Akrey does.
Yeah, but it's unpaid.
It is unpaid. Yeah, we don't need anybody calling in as they did once on Morning Mayhem and asking why Game and Fish paid me to travel all over the world to go fishing. And I said, they don't. I get vacation time, right?
People do get vacation.
Using a little bit of that vacation time to fill in for Justin. Thank you all for being here. We got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking with Dr. Larry O'Malley from UAMS a little bit later about some sports injuries. And special treat for us, a sport that we never talk about here. I don't know if it's ever been talked about on 103.7 The Buzz.
Not with you and me.
Arm wrestling.
Yes, that's it.
We are going to have Corey West, who is a professional arm wrestler from here in Central Arkansas. He'll be right here in the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio with us to talk about EVW 24, that's East versus West. And so the 24 is like, you know, how they do the pay-per-view events with the number. This will be the 24th iteration of that. And it is a top-level professional arm wrestling competition that's going to be held here in Little Rock at State House Convention Center June 6th, presented by EVW Sports, which I have learned in my show prep is basically the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball of arm wrestling. It is the top level of the sport, and will feature pullers, as we call them, from all over the world.
I got to tell you, I've known Corey a long time. You've known Corey a long time. He's a big guy, and I mean,
I'm wondering if we're gonna have room for him in the studio.
Well, I'm wondering if these headphones will fit him. The deal is he's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Gentle giant.
But I would not want to get in an arm wrestling match with you. I'm sure, Kevin, you have guys on your football team that, hey, how are you, everybody? Good to see you. And when they get on and put that helmet on, they're just different people.
Yeah, and some kids can control that and some can't. Y'all might remember this name, Jonathan Lewiggs.
Oh, yeah.
Played center at the University of Arkansas.
Absolutely.
Started 4 years, won the Remington Award. He was that guy.
Yep.
Like, off the field, coaches would, when they first met him, before they watched him play, when we were trying to get him recruited in college, they were like, Coach, kid's too nice. I'm like, just wait till he's on the field.
Yeah.
You know, and then he turned it on.
Yeah.
But off the field, you would never, ever guess that he just drove you in the ground. and you know, and some kids are that way. But I would say this, though. I'm a short guy.
Yep. Yeah.
I think it'd be easy to be nice all the time if you're a big guy, because everybody's really nice to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They look at me and make fun of me. I had to learn to have a little attitude.
There's an old saying, if I was as big as he was, I'd just go around hitting people.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the Remington Award, we are going to dive into some ESPN predictions for next year's college football awards. Far too early to do that, but
that's where we are in the sports world.
That's where we are in the sports world, and I am a much bigger fan of football than I am of NBA, NHL, or college baseball, which are the only sports currently on tap.
And I'm glad you're doing that, Trey, because you and I kind of have the same feel.
That's true. We're going to also jump into horse racing. Announced yesterday that our Kentucky Derby winner will not be racing in the Preakness.
They almost should make that a, if you're going to win this, when you got to run the next, you got to try to win the
second
round.
Well, we're gonna jump
what
into
we
that.
Doing?
We're gonna jump
skip
into that
the
here.
Second round
of
the playoffs, are you?
No, that's exactly what this is. It's like, hey, You win one. Or win the Super Bowl. We're not playing next year.
Yeah, yeah.
We're taking the year off. We're really going to enjoy this one.
I like it.
What are we doing?
Must be nice. Well, the horse can't make the decisions. So the trainers and the other connections make that. Let's see. What else we got? NBA Conference semifinals last night. Knicks edged the Sixers 108-102 to take a 2-0 lead in the series. The Spurs absolutely crushed the Timberwolves 133-95 to even that series at 1-1. And then NHL Conference semifinals last night, Anaheim tops Vegas 3-1 to even that series. And Buffalo wins 4-2 over Montreal to go up 1-0. Biggest news yesterday, and I was something I want to jump into to start off, the passing of Ted Turner at 87 years of age. He'd been battling dementia for some time, but... You know, I was thinking, as I was reading, obviously he had a tremendous impact on both sports and entertainment. And, you know, this is a show where sports and entertainment come crashing together. So perfectly appropriate to talk about Ted Turner. But you get to looking back. I mean, he owned the Hawks. He owned the Braves. He completely changed cable television. He changed the way we viewed sports in this country. Now, it's kind of gone a whole different direction but at the time, I mean, he nationalized a local or regional team, and he made the Braves America's team.
And he's like,
yeah, because that's all you could watch, right? They were on every night.
That or the Cubs on WGN.
You remember when it first came out?
Yeah.
TBS.
Yeah,
the Superstation.
You could watch Cubs or Braves,
right?
And you kind of had to be one of those fans. I picked the Braves of the two that I was going to be a fan of because I just couldn't deal with the Cubs. Become a Cardinals fan.
Yeah,
and then the Braves were, despite all the attention they got, they were pretty terrible for most of Ted's ownership.
Ted wishes he would have had the past 10 years Braves back then. He would have owned the world.
Because they've
always been competitive the last 10 years or whatever. And back then it was like they had a player you would watch because they were good, but not really a team.
Mark Grace. Wasn't that one of them? Wasn't Mark Grace?
Yeah, that was...
Grace was with the Cubs.
I'm trying to think
of their first baseman.
Dale Murphy was the guy.
That was the marquee player for
the Braves.
Home run hitter, yeah.
I didn't realize, actually, that Ted didn't sell the Braves until after they won the World Series in 1995.
I thought he sold before that, too.
No, I didn't either. I was kind of digging
through that. Greg Maddux?
Yep.
Was that those days?
I mean, they were in the playoffs pretty much perennially throughout the 1990s.
Yeah. When they had that pitching staff.
They won the division, Glavine, Smoltz,
Glavine, Smoltz, and Maddux are the big three.
They were bridesmaids and only once the bride during that stretch.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, they were a juggernaut in the National League and just incredible. Here's another thing I forgot about Ted Turner. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated in 1977. It didn't have anything to do with anything we've talked about yet. Does anybody here know why he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
He's one of the biggest landowners in America.
He must have been dating one of the swimsuit models or something.
Maybe. Was the skipper of the America's Cup that won in 1977.
The sailing race. Wow.
But he also did a lot for conservation incredible.
You read my mind, Mark, because that was the next thing I was going to hit. He owns tens of thousands of acres, or owned, I guess, his heirs do now, out in Montana.
And Western Nebraska, from what I understand.
Is that right? You would know that, Husker shirt guy.
Was he actually on the boat when they won it?
Does that mean
you're like a NASCAR owner?
No, you're not down there
putting the wheels
Coach,
on.
He was the guy.
Okay.
I mean, he was the skipper.
He's like Gibbs driving the NASCAR.
You know? There you go. That's what I was wondering. Apparently, he
tried out for sailing on the 1964 U.S. Olympic team, but didn't make it.
Didn't have a billion then, though. That's a difference.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure he had a billion in 77, but it wasn't long after that.
Well, whatever he had was probably worth a billion now.
I read the
price he paid for the Braves was something like just insane, like low.
Well, it had to be
like
low.
$500,000.
That's real low. Because think about what Jerry Jones paid for the Cowboys back then. It's worth 12. They say 12, 13 billion now. Paid like $169 million.
But getting back to the conservation, he was the owner of the largest privately owned buffalo herd in the United States, like 50,000 animals.
My mom came home one day telling me eat all the hamburger you can, because pretty soon we'll be eating only buffalo. Like that story became a big deal.
And everybody was talking about bison.
Bison burger. Yeah.
And you can get it at some of the stores. You can go find bison.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. I'm going to stick with hamburger.
I've had bison. It's pretty good. It's not bad at all.
It's meat, but
you know
I do like hamburgers.
I do too.
All of those things we're talking about with Ted Turner, and we haven't even gotten into CNN. We can argue whether that 24-hour news channel has been a good thing or a bad thing for our culture and our society. And I really don't want to get into all that. But from a more of a sports perspective, he was sort of the harbinger of things to come when you look at owners like Jerry Jones that have sort of crafted this cult of personality around Major League, NBA, NFL owners, that they're not just these people in the background anymore. And Ted Turner was kind of he was the first wave of that. That's like, and he... You know, I didn't realize either that, I forget what year it was, but he hadn't had the Braves for long, so it had to probably be in the 70s or 80s. He actually put the manager kicked him out of the dugout and was the owner manager for a few games.
Really?
Until Major League Baseball said,
Not so much.
You can't do that. get your ass back in the front office and out of the dugout.
You got to draw the line somewhere, billionaire.
Well, he also was kind of the modern day. If you look at him, he was almost an incarnate of Gone with the Wind's Rhett Butler. If you ever heard him talk, it was that southern, slow, very measured. He's very direct, and he was one of the first guys that really kind of, along with Steinbrenner, maybe took the front,
and you saw them
on TV. You saw the owners on TV. We're used to it. That wasn't like that.
Yeah, because name another owner you knew of any team.
Yeah, now it's fairly common. I mean, you typically know the ownership.
You know, but I think you're right. That the ones you do know are the ones that place themselves.
That's correct.
I think
that's exactly right. And I think a lot of those guys and gals perhaps are following Ted Turner's lead.
Yeah. Well, here's a question. Who owns the Minnesota Vikings? Moderate team, up and down, make the playoff. We don't have any idea.
I don't know.
No, right? But who owns the Arizona Cardinals?
Don't know. Who owns the Oakland Raiders?
Al Davis' son. Now it's Mike Davis.
Yeah.
So. They put themselves in the front.
That's exactly
Al
right.
Davis, you know, probably did a lot of that before Ted even did it, but very
But out some
front.
Of his wasn't him putting himself there. It was just making really crazy decisions.
That's right.
And everybody took notice. Yeah, you're right. Like, he wasn't asking for it. But it just came when he made it a weird decision.
Correct.
Another crazy thing that Ted Turner did beyond taking over the reins of the team on the field when he had probably zero expertise in managing a baseball team. So the Superstation locally in Atlanta was Channel 17. And so there was, for a while, again, Major League Baseball nixed this idea. I can't remember who the player was, but rather than his last name, he was number 17, he put Channel. Where the player's name would have been. So as every TV shot was Channel 17. So nice. Referring people back to his superstation there in the Atlanta metro area.
Well, he was when it came to marketing, he was probably one of the best, because he started that whole deal up, and we wouldn't have CNN, MSNBC.
Oh, yeah. Fox News, none of them.
Think about it, though. They made it okay to have sports every night of the week. Not just Saturdays and Sundays. When everybody else was just on, even though Major League Baseball played all week, you could just watch a game on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, and they made it
where it was every night.
People come over to your house instead of watching Lawrence Welk, you could watch a game.
Yeah, that's exactly
You know, Arkansas has always been St. Louis Cardinals territory. Very popular team here. Probably dates back to radio, you know, before TV even, and some of the broadcasts coming out of St. Louis. You could pick it up on AM radio even here in Arkansas. But the other thing that kind of lost my train of thought there, but I wonder now how many, you know, like what the percentage breakdown would be, because you got a lot of Cubs fans here too, but how many people are still Braves fans in Arkansas because of Ted Turner nationalizing that team, that brand through TBS Superstation?
I would say I'm a big Cardinals fan.
You're a big Cardinals fan.
I'd go out and sit in my car and listen to KMOX on a Tuesday night because the Cardinals aren't on TV, and listen to Mike Shannon, because you could pick up AM stations at night
right
forever away. But I pay attention to the Braves now. I check their scores if I don't happen to see a highlight because of those days. I really do. Because they just imprinted on my brain.
Well, you did something a little while ago when we were talking. How many starting lineups can you remember pitching from the last 40 years? And you and I both went Glavin, Smoltz,
yeah.
Avery, and Maddox.
Yeah.
Because there was nobody better. And they ended up trading Avery, and I thought, oh, that's it, because he was that heater. He threw that heater.
Yeah.
And you just had three unbelievable pitchers that were all different. I mean, and when you see Smoltz now broadcasting games,
yeah.
It takes me back to the Braves.
It does me too.
I love
it. And for guys like us, and the younger people, you know, right now we're talking to an older audience, but the guys that are younger, the ladies that are younger listening right now, yeah. You will understand why this is enjoyable for us
right.
When you get there, because you want to be taken back to those days.
Absolutely.
When you remember back 30 years ago, we forget all the bad times, we remember the good times.
That's what, right? The way nostalgia works, right?
Yeah, and this is great. I love thinking about my finding a television on Tuesday night because I could watch some sports.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because and I think to your point, Kevin, the a younger audience has no frame of reference to. I mean, there's sport. You can find any sport you want pretty
anytime
much any time of day.
Yeah.
And it didn't used to be that
and
way.
And it wouldn't be that. I really don't think I give Ted Turner all the credit.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Wrapping up Ted Turner, I just got a text from an old buddy down in Pine Bluff who wanted to note that Chef Sam Choi at the Red Oak Steakhouse at Sarasota Casino served a mean bison short rib last night.
So,
there, you can get you some bison if you
want.
Well,
I mean, he's going to have to prove it. I mean, that's what we need to find out.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I doubt we could get any bison short rib delivered from the Red Oak Steakhouse before the show's over.
Todd? Okay, so speaking of watching sports, our question of the day from yesterday, and we'll touch on this a little bit later, but Trey had with Chris Kane yesterday mentioned that Fox and Indeed were doing this promotion where they'll have like an enclosed setup in Times Square in New York, and they'll have whoever they choose sit in this enclosed area and watch all 6 weeks of the World Cup.
104 matches.
104, all 104 matches.
If they'll pay me for taking off work.
Oh, I'll do it. They pay you like $50,000.
Well,
So our question yesterday, for $50,000, is there a sport that you would watch for an extended amount of time in a situation like that? So according to our poll, 42% said football, 28.6% said basketball, 23.8% for baseball, other at 5%.
I think the caveat to it is this. I wouldn't watch soccer if you held a gun to my head, except the World Cup. Because this is going to sound awful, but this is I just say what I mean and mean what I say. So when the Colombians guy, when they lost and the drug cartel guy killed their goalie or their guy that made the own goal or whatever it was.
That's exactly what it was.
I was all in on soccer because I'm like, the NBA, do they try as hard as they can all the time? I don't think so. You know, guys are sitting out and doing this. When you're playing World Cup, they're all in. And I can watch anything that everybody's all in on. So I would do it for World Cup only for soccer.
And those guys are some of the most incredible athletes I've ever seen in my life. They never quit running.
Here's your argument.
Yeah.
Could we not, if you trained them for 4 years for the next World Cup, you gave them 4 years of training, could we not take the best D-backs on the planet and the best, you know, take Jamar Chase and those guys for 4 years? That's all they did, 8 hours a day. And then put like, obviously Wimby's not, you know, he's a U.S. citizen, but whatever. Could you not take a Wimby and put him at goalie? It's quick and this, and beat some of those teams. 4 years.
I don't know, Coach.
I say yes. It's so ingrained in
really every country in the world except the United States
that
it's like kids here growing up with a football or basketball or baseball in their hands.
But I watch soccer now. Your best athletes on the planet in America are not playing soccer. They're playing football and basketball.
Yeah, I can't argue that.
Those guys are playing football and basketball because baseball's hand-eye coordination skill level is second to none. So some of them can't do that or they'd do that. But they're playing the best athletes on the planet. If those athletes were playing soccer at an earlier age, for sure we would be just as good as them. That's why we dominate basketball on the world stage.
I'll tell you what, I love watching the soccer players because that ball, again, I've got the attention span of a gnat when it comes to soccer. I can watch it for a while, but 1-0 game, 1-0 games, you know.
I'm impressed, Mark, that you know the nomenclature is 1-0.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know what nomenclature means, but no.
Todd, now you've riffed on yesterday's question of the day to sort of a slight spin on it for today, right?
Exactly. So yesterday we asked what sport would you watch in that particular situation. Today's question, what sport would you not watch no matter how much money you were offered?
And we know Coach Kelly would not watch soccer. Unless it's the World Cup.
The World Cup, I'm in. I'm glued.
I'm not going to turn this into the zone into a soccer or football show today, but I'm like, I do watch a lot of soccer, but I really like the international game. I like watching, you know, the cups.
Dallas to a game.
I did. I went to the Gold Cup quarterfinals in Dallas a couple years ago. So
I like watching high school soccer, weirdly. High school soccer and World Cup, and that's it. Nothing in between.
I think I probably LIV golf doesn't appeal to me. I don't like
I tried.
All the, I tried.
I
the
couldn't do
playing
it.
Music and
yeah, it was crazy. It was different to us.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could do LIV golf. Yeah, and I know y'all talked about LIV.
We did talk about that yesterday with Chris Kane on here.
Now I'd go if I were the pros and they were going to pay me the crazy amounts.
Oh, I'd be there.
Oh yeah, I'm doing it. I mean, they were paying them $200 million to sign on.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's
like,
okay, I'm in.
Well, I mean,
generational wealth kind of
money.
Yeah,
you're passing it down. You're taking care of your family for the next 10 years.
Can you see you looking at your son and going, nah, I'm not doing that.
But, Dad, I want something when you die. Yeah, so well,
what is it? What is it? Shaquille O'Neal says, son, you're not rich. I'm rich.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Like, no, son, I'm not putting while they're playing music. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I mean,
Dad, it's $250 million. I'm not doing it.
But I don't know. What would you not watch? Right.
No matter the amount of money that.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
Gosh.
And I don't think we're talking the icy stairs. I don't think that you know that thing.
Oh,
they
like
do.
ESPN, the Ocho,
slippery stairs. Yeah,
slippery
yeah.
stairs. We're not because I wouldn't watch that.
We're talking mainline sports.
Yeah, we're talking mainline sports.
Slap fighting. You know,
that's not out.
Yes, there is a pillow fighting competition.
There's all sorts of stuff.
I don't know. That's tough, Mark. Because for the right amount of money, I'm not sure there's anything that
go with that $50,000 for 6 weeks in a box.
Yeah,
that's the other, and we're gonna. I don't want to get too deep into that because that I want to talk about that a little bit later in the show. But it's like I'm not sure. No matter the sport or how much I loved it, if it was football, if it was college or professional football, I'm not sure I could do it for 6 weeks. What you know, 104 games in 6 weeks in a glass. Cube essentially. Now it's. I'm sure it's. You know, fitted out with lots of. You know, HD TVs and all.
The food's good.
The food's probably good.
Trey, one of your arms that have from walking around the cube like a trout. You'd have a bruise on your arm.
Yeah, like a trout in a raceway.
Yeah.
No, I mean, because like it really it's a job. I mean, you're getting paid for this, so I'm wondering like, number one, can you have beer? I mean, because that would change. If you can't, I'm out, man. No,
but if
no
you
way.
Can, all of a sudden, maybe you're in.
Maybe I'm in, exactly. Yeah. Because it just, you know, especially soccer sports, the watching of sports and beer go hand in hand.
Well, let me ask you this. That was 50,000, is that what?
Yes.
Would you watch UFC fighting for 50 grand for that length of time?
Mm. Can I wager on it?
No, you just got to watch.
I can't wager on it on an app?
I'm going to say yes, because why not? Why not? Yeah, I don't think I could watch. I can't watch UFC wrestling for 5 minutes. I just can't. Fighting.
I used to could, and now I really like it.
Do you?
But I've tried to follow the characters off.
And
that's what's made me like it. I try to follow them out of the ring.
Yeah.
And now it's like getting to know Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, you know, following them off, all of a sudden you're either pulling because you hate them now because of what they are off the field, or you love them because of what they are. It makes it a little different.
It's just
storylines.
It's just the brutality of it. I think back to what it would be like if I lived in Rome back in the day. You know, would we be we're watching that?
Or you going to the Coliseum for the gladiators?
But that's all we're watching in football.
100% agreement.
I've said it for years.
That's
the modern
day gladiators.
That's the modern day gladiators.
They just hadn't let lions loose.
Hey,
yet.
But they're getting back there. I've got a buddy of mine that's in on ownership on bare knuckle fighting. That's brutal.
Yeah, wow. That is. I don't want to watch that.
And hey, we got to take our first break. We hope you will stick around. We're going to talk about the Kentucky Derby and the Triple Crown when we come back. Stick around. More Zone coming right up.
And Kerry from Conway, you hang on the line there. We'll get to you after the break as well.
So nice when the people sing along. They're singing along with the banjo.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and there's nothing like diamonds from Robert Irwin Jewelers to tell mom how special she is. Robert Irwin Jewelers has great gift ideas for any budget. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers' 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com. And happy Mother's Day.
This is SportsCenter.
After Wednesday's game was rained out, the Arkansas Travelers will resume their series against the Tulsa Drillers tonight. Right-hander Ryan Hawks takes the mound for the Travelers. He's 2-2 so far this season with a 3.24 ERA. He'll be opposed by righty Patrick Copen, who's 3-0 on the young season with an 0.96 ERA. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35. Stephen Davis will have the Visit Hot Springs pregame show starting at 6:20 on 106.7 Buzz 2. Sticking with the Texas League, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals scored 4 total runs in the first 2 innings against the Frisco Rough Riders yesterday, then scored 5 more in the 5th to pull away for a 9-2 victory in Frisco, Texas. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Political strategist and host of the Sunday Buzz, Bill Vickery, gets in the mix with the guys on Morning Mayhem, courtesy of Arkansas's best Chevy dealers, Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Ray Tucker with good news for enthusiasts of Triumph motorcycles. Honda of North Little Rock now carries the legendary classics and cutting-edge rides. We have the Bonneville Bobber, Daytona 600, the TF450X, the Stunning Evo Special Edition, and the Rocket 3 Evo Knievel. You get the idea. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same-day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health at 501-603-1222. That's 501-603-1222.
Ray Tucker with good news for enthusiasts of Triumph motorcycles. Honda of North Little Rock now carries the legendary classics and cutting-edge rides. We have the Bonneville Bobber, Daytona 600, the TF450X, the Stunning Evo Special Edition, and the Rocket 3 Evo Knievel. You get the idea. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the Luxury Hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville is your headquarters for pool and spa chemicals. Luxury Pool & Spa is ready to get your pool balanced and swim ready with Pool Life and Bakwasil pool chemicals. Luxury Pool & Spa is also a proud dealer of Polywood outdoor furniture, climate tough materials, color stay technology, and the 20-year warranty. If you're thinking about a hot tub, they have the amazing Caldera hot tubs in stock on their showroom floor. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool & Spa. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Crawfish season is here at Eat My Catfish. And we've got crawfish at all locations. Get your boil fixed today with any of our boiling buckets of crawfish, crab legs, and shrimp. Come see us or order online at eatmycatfish.com.
It's Justin Akery for FanDuel. FanDuel and Oaklawn Sports have teamed up to give you big payouts. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. That's right, turn $5 into $150 in bonus bets just for getting started. FanDuel making it easier to get closer to the action, from player props on your favorite stars to all of the tools you need to back them up. It's everything you need all in one app, so don't miss your shot. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Arkansas. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel is an official partner of the NBA, so regardless of whether you're rooting for the Thunder or the Spurs or anyone else in the league, FanDuel's got you covered. You must be 21 and up and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Welcome back into the zone, an acre-free zone, as many of our guest hosts have been referring to it this week. I think it's a little unfair. Let's just call it a zone without acre. Acre-free kind of implies that we're happy he's not here.
Well,
Tuesday, the guys over the line seemed really happy.
Yeah. You know, for the sake of our show, Trey, I really miss Justin.
That's right.
For the sake of the wild side, I really
Justin,
miss him.
Justin, make sure we have airtime on the bus. So, Justin, when you listen to this, when you come back, we're hoping you're having a great time on your vacation. I'm Trey Reed. Coach Kevin Kelly with us. Mark Hedrick in studio. Todd Pierce. I'm sorry, Coach. Go ahead, man.
No, I didn't want to say Christian was the one that seemed really happy, Justin. just in case Justin somehow hears about it. I didn't want to say that.
All right, big news out of the thoroughbred racing world yesterday. I think this announcement came out about the time we were going off the air yesterday.
Sounds about right.
Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo will not run in the May 16th Preakness Stakes. Trainer Sherry DeVoe announced that yesterday, I think, in a post on X. She said, Golden gave us the race of a lifetime in the Kentucky Derby, and we believe the best decision for him moving forward is to give him a little more time following such a tremendous effort. Now, it's the second consecutive Derby winner following Sovereignty last year to skip the Preakness, and it adds fuel to an ongoing debate in the horse racing world on whether the Triple Crown needs to evolve from its current format to account for this the schedule of the modern thoroughbred. Now, you guys already kind of chimed in.
Boo.
All right, well, let me offer a little bit. This is the argument from those that say it should be changed. Horses are being bred differently now for speed and early maturity and not so much for endurance. So that's kind of the way that the modern thoroughbred is going, that they're just not bred or built, if you will, for that like they were in the past.
And you're looking at me like... You ever watch the old Western movies?
You know,
you ever watch the Lone Ranger? If he needed to chase somebody 5 days in a row with his horse running full speed, he chased him five days in a row.
I think about Blackie and True Grit, who was ridden to death as Matty Ross and Rooster Cogburn were trying to make their way back to Fort Smith.
They're not sprinting them every single day for the next 2 weeks getting ready for the race. I mean, they've got 2 weeks. There isn't a muscle on any animal on this planet that doesn't recover in 72 hours.
And let me ask you this, too. This is something that I've had a lot of talk with people about, but if they're going to change the game that way, it takes away all
the historical records.
So it takes the history. It's just like golf. You've got these golfers now that get on the tee box, and there's a 385 yard par four that it's a dog leg. They just hit it over the trees, and it's on the green.
Right, right.
So now golf is talking about dialing back the golf ball, just like fishing is talking about dialing back forward facing sonar. How do you just keep doing stuff till you just ruin the history of it?
I hear what you're both saying, but here's the reality.
But you disagree.
No, I don't necessarily disagree, and I'm not that big of a horse racing fan to have a strong opinion one way or the other. But I am, like both of you, I think, I'm very big in tradition, and I like what you're saying. I mean, I want to stick with the way we've done things. Let's don't change the sport so much that it's completely different. Obviously, technology is going to do that, or in this case, breeding and the treatment with things like Lasix and whatever. But the reality is, if Kentucky Derby trainers or connections, owners, whatever we want to talk about, however you want to refer to it, if they continue to decide I'm not going to run my horse in the Preakness for whatever reason, is it a moot point? Because the whole je ne sais quoi of the significance of the Triple Crown is just not there anymore.
I think you go the exact opposite. Here's what I mean by that. All the horses that are trying to qualify in the qualifying races leading up to the...
Sure.
To me, I go, you sign a document saying unless we have a veterinarian examine your horse and say he's not fit for you to get your points leading up to it, you have to agree to sign this saying you will race in the Triple Crown. Because like we talked about, that would be like saying, Oklahoma City could pull out of the championship if they win the Western Conference Finals. We don't have to make them sign anything, but if they started pulling out, we'd make them sign something. Hey, guys, to let you in the playoffs, you're going to have to agree to play in the finals, play in the big one.
Well, and it could be as simple as this. Just like the Arkansas Derby is a qualifier for the Kentucky Derby needs to be a qualifier for this. And maybe that needs to be a qualifier for the Preakness and down the road.
Maybe, Coach, that's a good way to fix this, because you know what hasn't fixed it? A lot of money. I mean, the financial incentive is already there with a $5 million bonus for winning the Triple Crown.
If you win the Triple Crown, you're going to get $1 million for each baby your horse has.
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe more. I was talking to a guy one day, and he said, what's the last Triple Crown winner you can remember? I can't. It was Affirmed.
Was it California?
Or was it Secretariat?
California Chrome didn't do it.
No.
Was it Affirmed? Is that the?
I know Brown didn't.
It was the last horse to win the Triple Crown was American Pharoah.
Okay.
That's right.
But I remember Secretariat. That horse was incredible. But the stopping and just saying I'm going to skip that. Like I say, I think it. I think you're giving up a little history, because I'd want my horse to be a Triple Crown horse. Like you say, it's all about the...
I mean, it is one of the toughest feats in all of sports.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and, granted, we're talking about horses compared to human athletes, but it is an incredibly difficult thing to do. And there is... I mean, it means
Justify
something.
Justify 2018.
Who was it?
Justify.
Justify.
The enemy.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
Here's something to note, though. If you move the Preakness... Guess what? You got to move the Belmont.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so that's going to take a lot of coordination, negotiation. And speaking of negotiation, but I think this is why a lot of folks are talking about this right now, is the TV contract for the Preakness starting next year is about to be renegotiated. And so is that a time when they're going to jump in and say, let's change this? But I'm hearing strong arguments from my co-host here on the Zone that we shouldn't do it.
Well, do we know if he's going to run? If he doesn't run in the Preakness,
going to run in the Belmont? She says he's got Sherry DeVoe says he will run in the Belmont, and that's why she's holding him out of the Preakness. I think is to prepare him more for the Belmont.
Is the horse injured?
No, I think she's just saying that he had such an incredible race and exerted so much that she just wants to. Let him rest a little bit longer.
It beats me down. He exerted so much. I mean, he's a horse.
But Coach, you got to remember too. I mean, look at like the horses that are racing at Oaklawn. Maybe some of the claimers and stuff like that come back that quickly. But you hardly ever see those sweeps.
How many weeks are we looking at? How many weeks are between
two weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks. I'm like 1,000 years old. I think I could go out and run a couple of sprint races. And
I would hate to say we need to do this and that horse go out and break down. So maybe,
well, I know, but that's random and can happen at any time. It's not because you brought him back in 2 weeks.
Right,
that's because he took a bad step. Stepped in a bad play.
Look at basketball. They're playing. These guys are running up and down.
Two
the
words,
court.
Load management.
Two words, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
now,
yeah.
But think about this too. We didn't mention this anywhere in there. What do we have sports for? The fans. The fans are the ones that get hurt when they don't try to win the Triple Crown. when they don't come back and race. We're the ones, because we are pulling or wanting to see that happen. It's for the fans. That's why I say you should have to agree. If we're going to run in the races trying to make points to get to those races, we have to sign a deal and say, unless the horse is injured, he's going to race in the Triple Crown. Race for the Triple Crown if he wins the first one.
All right, before we hit another break, let's talk to Kerry and Conway, who's been holding on line one for a while. Kerry, you still there?
I'm still here.
Kerry, what you want to say about soccer athletes?
So I want to back it up just a little bit, Coach. I'm going to disagree with you and say that you could take the best D-backs in the world and put them in training for 4 years, and they probably still wouldn't be successful against the other best teams in the world, especially not in the goal. And I'm saying that as somebody who grew up playing traditional sports, football, track, basketball, and soccer wasn't even an option whenever I was growing up. And now I have two kids that play soccer, both of them goalkeepers, and my 16-year-old son is a goalkeeper right now. And it is a totally different world. The respect that I have for that sport now, after watching them and watching what goes into it and the level those athletes have to be at, it's a whole different level.
Yeah, well, this isn't even something I'm going to take a hard stand and say I know you could. I just think you could. But don't get me wrong. My son played soccer. Tremendous amount of respect. I was AD for a long time. Tremendous amount of respect. I've gone out there and tried to play with the kids. You can't do it. It is such a skilled sport.
Oh, yeah.
I don't disagree with you. I just think my opinion is, and there are some things where I would tell you, I know this could be the thing. This isn't it, but I'd say they are so skilled, and maybe not in goal, but they are so skilled at what they do, and they pick up things faster because they're so athletic.
Their footwork.
That's why I think they could compete, you know, at that. Maybe eight years of training.
They may be competitive. They may be competitive, but I don't know if they could be high level competitive. And I just back to the comment about the best athletes in the world playing other sports. That's just a culture thing, right? You look at the other across the world,
100%,
the best athletes in the world. They play soccer in every other part of the world, and the reason our best athletes typically play other sports is just because that's what our culture
accessibility to those sports,
because that's where the money is.
Kerry, thanks for the call, buddy. We got to hit a break, man. Great conversation. Great. We'll be back with more of The Zone right after this. Stick around.
Motorcycle riders are just like you and me. They could be your neighbor, your friend, your doctor, or maybe the pastor in your local church. More motorcycles are on the road than ever before in Arkansas, and it's time we started looking out for them. Look back a second time before you make that turn, or before you pull out in an intersection. It might take 2 seconds, but it just might save a neighbor's life. Take two for Arkansas. It's worth it. Look twice for motorcycles. A message from the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
It's Justin Anchory with Laura Beth from Kauffman by Design West, getting you ready for spring. And Laura Beth, let's start with some of the outside options that Kauffman by Design West provides for folks who are trying to spruce up their homes this time of the year.
We carry a large selection of in-stock steel products, which include leaf blowers, weed eaters, and lawnmowers.
As far as sprucing up the house for spring cleaning, you have a lot of other options there as well.
We have storage totes, power washers, flower bed tools, planters, fertilizers, all your lawn care needs.
It's Kauffman by Design West, out west past Taylor Loop, 14900 Cantor Road, Monday through Saturday, online at kauffmanlumber.com.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
When you think CertaPro Painters, you probably think interior and exterior painting for homes and commercial properties, which we do beautifully. But did you know that we're more than just paint? CertaPro also provides expert carpentry, sheetrock repairs, deck and fence staining, and durable garage and patio concrete coatings. Whether you're refreshing your home, upgrading a commercial space, or restoring outdoor areas, we deliver professional results with the quality and service you expect. Call CertaPro Painters today or schedule your free estimate at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. CertaPro Painters, that's certainty.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Noir golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
Justin Aker for my friends at Cash in downtown Little Rock. Lunch, dinner, special events, they've got you covered across the board. And not a lot of places can say that, but Cash can. And if you are planning a special event for the summer or the fall, now's the time to get on it. And certainly if you've got a holiday party that you want to get on the books, absolutely need to get that done today. 501-850-0265. You're not going to find a better spot for a special event. Upstairs, up to 150 people in that beautiful space, indoor and outdoor, overlooking the River Market. And it comes with free valet parking. Whether you're there for a special event or for dinner or for lunch, Cash is here to help. Online at CashLittleRock.com, C-A-C-H-E, LittleRock.com. And I love the fact that they've got lots of different offerings when it comes to lunch. You can get some lighter offerings, salads, wraps, pizzas, and sandwiches. And then at dinner, if you want fine dining, a special place to take your special someone, Cash is the spot. But again, for special events, they've got the smaller room downstairs that holds about 30, up to 150 upstairs. It's a wonderful dining experience waiting for you at Cash in downtown Little Rock.
We are so fresh and so clean here in the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studio. Trey Reed in for Justin Akery, who's enjoying some sun and sand and vacation, along with Coach Kevin Kelly, my co-host on the Wild Side, Mark Hedrick, and Todd Pearson with us. Let's talk to Rebecca there, who's been holding it. Rebecca, we got a little thing we want to get to. So, what's on your mind? And make your point concise and clear, if you could.
So fresh and clean.
I will, Coach. I usually agree with you on this. You're wrong. There is that you cannot compare a team of sport players to a horse running a race. This is endurance. That's 2 weeks. And somebody mentioned a while ago the Arkansas Derby. The Arkansas Derby isn't held 2 weeks before the Kentucky Derby. Those horses, Sheree DeVoe knows her horse as well as those owners do. They know their horse better than the fans or bettors do. And she knows whether her horse would be able to bounce back. That, you're asking a horse to bounce back 2 weeks later. These horses, they're like 2 weeks apart, the Preakness and the Kentucky Derby. Then you've got the Belmont 3 weeks later than the Preakness. That's why it's about endurance. How much can these horses endure? And I get what they're doing, because if they run that race and that horse gets hurt, bye-bye stud fees, you've got to look out for the best interest of the horse.
Yeah, we mentioned that. You know, when I was talking about the Arkansas
Derby. Thanks, Rebecca. Appreciate that take.
Yeah, when we were talking about the Arkansas Derby, you know, if it's a qualifier for the Kentucky Derby, then the Kentucky Derby ought to be used as a qualifier for maybe the Preakness. Maybe, and you said it, Trey.
Well,
maybe
it kind of is.
Maybe we ought to spread these out a little more. I mean,
that's the argument they're making, to spread them out more. But, I mean, I think, like, Coach's stance is, leave it like it is, because that's part of the test of the horse, right?
Yeah, I'm going to respond to Rebecca. She and I go way back. Usually we're sparring over the Chiefs. She's a big Chiefs fan.
Oh, we've got some Chiefs talk coming up later in the show,
too. She's a sweetheart. I love her.
Stick around, Rebecca.
I really do love Rebecca, but we like to go at each other. But I'm going to say it this way. I'm going to say, number one, she goes, she knows whether she can or not. She's not saying her horse can't do it. She's just saying, I'm not taking any chances.
Correct.
And when we say it's not the horse, we say, well, it's for the horse. It's not for the horse. It's for the stud fees. That doesn't benefit the horse any. But here's the final one.
And future earnings.
This is the same thing as what we're seeing in our culture. We're being trying to be easier on the bodies for everybody. It's, we didn't have load management for the NBA. Now we have load management because that's too many games. They did it for years, and if you ask any of those guys, Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, Allen Iverson, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, they're like, these guys, this is, they say these guys are soft. We didn't have to do that. We played for 15 years. We were fine. But in our culture, we've decided it's too hard. They've done the same thing in horse racing for year after year after year as far as the Triple Crown, and the horses have been fine. When have you ever heard one breaking down because of the Triple Crown? Now, you hear them breaking down at Santa Anita because the track and they're changing tracks, but not these three races. And so my point is, they've been doing it years for years, but we're seeing this culture across sports, and now we're applying it to horse racing too. But if you go talk to the people that did it and were highly successful and made us love these things, Seattle SLU, that may draw our attention to the game, they would tell you it doesn't have to be this way. It wasn't that way, and we were all fine. And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's just a culture change, just like the gentleman was right about the culture in soccer and playing that and playing sports. This is just a culture deal is all it is.
I'm wondering, though, does the Triple Crown hold the same significance if you change it, if you delay it?
No,
if
it does
the Preakness
not.
Is three
no,
weeks
doesn't.
After the Kentucky
no, it,
Derby.
Then it's the records change. Then the historical value changes.
Yeah.
And let me ask you, Trey, you know, you've played soccer. I've got, you know, kickballs.
Yeah. When I say I played soccer, I played Spanish club versus French club.
I took a semester in college where we played everyday games.
Yeah, yeah.
But
not
competitive.
How many of y'all here ever played cricket?
I've never played
I'd
cricket.
I'd like to, but
I think it'd be a blast, but there's
like
a culture, a sport, that's a different, that we just don't do over
yeah,
here.
That's right. And matter of fact, I would say they've probably got as many participants because they're so big.
Oh, my God.
The country's so
and
large in population like, in like, India as it is anywhere.
It looks like so much fun. I have no idea what the rules are.
I don't know. I like that their bats. I like that their bats bigger.
Yes, I do, too. I do, too.
Even I couldn't miss with that. I can't hit a baseball, but maybe I could hit that.
So, speaking of cricket, I didn't think anybody played cricket in Arkansas, but a number of years ago when I played beer league softball, we had a tournament every year.
I love that. Beer league.
Well, I mean, what else are you going to call it? I mean, you were actually allowed to have a beer on the field if you wanted it.
Wow.
There was like one serious team in our league, but we did a tournament at the end of the year, and my buddy who was supposed to reserve the field or whatever obviously didn't. We show up. There's a bunch of, I would say, mostly South Asians that were playing cricket at Reservoir Park on the softball field. And I was like, I had no idea.
Did you watch any of it?
I did. I was.
Don't they hit the ball and run straight to?
They had beer. They had beer. Why not watch?
They did not have any beer. I'm not sure.
They drank and watched cricket.
Exactly. 100% accurate. Hey, we got a big hour coming up for you next. We've got Corey West, professional puller. That's an arm wrestler, if you didn't know, coming in to talk about a big event, an international arm wrestling event in Little Rock on June 6th. We'll also talk to Dr. Larry O'Malley from UAMS and hit sports injuries. Stick around. More Zone coming up.
Get ready for world-class tennis at the UAMS Health Little Rock Open. Presented by the Worsham Law Firm, May 24th through May 31st at the Rebzeman Tennis Center in Little Rock. Exciting hard-court action on the ATP Challenger Tour. Admission is free. The tournament benefits the bone marrow transplant program at the UAMS Winthrop B. Rockefeller Cancer Institute. For more information,